Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Teresa Hartley, Transportation Director with Mid Prairie Community School District, about Fill the Bus, an effort to give back to healthcare workers in the community.
So we looked for something to incorporate the transportation and the district in, and so a couple of us got together and we came up with this idea to thank our healthcare workers.
You're looking for donations from the general public. What kind of items are you looking for?
We look for gift cards, protein, granola bars, snack items, gum, candy, flowers, plants, coffee, tea, coffee cups, lip balm, lotion, socks, gift bags, or anything else that you think a healthcare worker would feel special by getting.
And if people want to donate, how do they get those items to you?
They can drop them off at any Mid Prairie Community School District building, and they will take them, and then I will go around on the 21st, and I will pick everything up in the bus, and we will bring them back to the Alternative Center, and our kids will start helping prepare the packages.
Do you have a goal in mind, Teresa? Is this the first time for this project?
This is, so I really don't know what the goal is. I guess my main goal is to put a smile on people's faces and make them feel appreciated, because nowadays with COVID, I don't feel like people get that enough. I think there's too much negativity, so just trying to bring positivity and a smile to people's faces.
And again, it's a way to say thank you to the healthcare workers in the community, and they're certainly feeling the stress of the pandemic and dealing with COVID-related issues on a daily basis. Who do you hope to have be the beneficiary? Healthcare workers in the Mid Prairie School District, beyond?
Just because this is our first year, we didn't know where to start, and obviously you don't want to start too big and not be able to fill the need that was given. So we just started with the Mid Prairie Community School District. So looking at the district and our community, who can we support in this area to give back to them? Because they're always giving to us by helping us in the healthcare fields.
How would you feel if you were able to get enough donations to actually fill one of your Mid Prairie school buses?
Oh my gosh, it would be amazing. Like, I don't know what to expect, so it's that unknown, but yet in your heart, it's like, oh, you know, it'll be really good. So I would love to see it full and us be able to touch so many people in this district with what they deserve, and that's to be giving a little something for what they give to us.
If people want more information about the Fill the Bus project, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can email me at thartley@mphawks.org, or they can call my office, and that is 646-6881.
Again, talking with Teresa Hartley. She's the Transportation Director for Mid Prairie School District. Since we're talking about with you as the Director of Transportation there, can you talk about the challenges your school bus drivers and maybe just school bus drivers in general face given the climate that we're living in right now with with COVID-19, and what kind of special safety protocols that you guys have in place for your bus drivers?
Yeah, for us at Mid Prairie, we use a disinfectant. We use an electrostatic sprayer. So after every route that we run, we make sure to spray our buses down. We ask that they deep clean their buses at least once a week, and then I check buses once a week to make sure that they've been cleaned. We have staff here that kind of goes through and does a lot of scrubbing of the seats and stuff just to make sure that we kind of stay up on keeping our buses clean and disinfected. As for the struggles, I will say that you have to live day to day and hour by hour this year. There's not a lot of planning ahead of time. I know a lot of our athletic events are being canceled, so that's less hours that our drivers are getting if they wanted to take an activity trip. We had to put in place seating charts so that we could track due to COVID reasons. Drivers, you know, we don't have a lot anyway, and then you add COVID on top of that, so we've lost a lot of subs to COVID this year because they just didn't feel like it was worth the risk, you know, for their families and their spouses. So just making sure that we keep the drivers healthy too. You know, so we're having to make some changes that not everybody likes. But the main goal in doing all of these changes is to keep kids in school and to keep our drivers safe and healthy so that we can keep moving and getting kids to school when they need it.
And you brought up an interesting point that I hadn't thought much about with the schools going online. And I know that COVID-19 for several school districts, I mean, having enough bus drivers is always a challenge, especially for rural school districts like Mid Prairie. Conversely, for those that are drivers, they're gonna fill in the pocketbook as well.
Absolutely, yes. They aren't getting, we've had to break down our activity bus. That doesn't run as normal because activities are being cut for like middle school now. So yes, they absolutely are getting hit, and they're doing a really good job taking what's being thrown at them. We all know that it's frustrating, and we all have to complain at times, but for the most part, our drivers are amazing here, and I am very proud of each and every one of them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Teresa Hartley, Transportation Director for the Mid Prairie Community School District. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.